Yes, but taking a planet. There are 20 million of us, Sean Wallace purred smoothly. We can do it together. We can pull open the portal that leads away from mortality. Kelly's neural mnemonics faithfully recorded the silver chill tickling her nerves at the naked conviction in his voice. You're really planning to generate a wormhole large enough to enclose the whole of Lalonde? And keep it there? Sean Wallace wagged his finger at her. Ah, now there you go again, Miss Kelly, putting your fine, elegant words in my mouth. Plans, such a grand term. Generals and admirals and kings, now they have plans. But we don't, we have instinct. Hiding our new world from this universe God created, that comes as naturally as breathing. He chuckled. It means we can go on breathing, too. I'm sure you wouldn't want to stop me from doing that, would you now? Not a sweet lass like yourself. No, but what about Rye Mulvey? Tell me what happened to him afterwards. Sean Wallace scratched his chin, looked round at the savannah, shifted the jumpsuit fabric round his shoulders, pulled a sardonic face. He stays, doesn't he? Kelly said stiffly. You won't let him go. I need the body, miss, real bad. Perhaps there'll be a priest amongst us I can visit for absolution. If what you're saying is true, Razor said cheerily, focusing an optical sensor on the cloud band behind, then we really don't want to be staying here any longer than we have to. Wallace, when is this planetary vanishing act supposed to happen? You have a few days' grace, but there are none of your starships left to sail away on. Sorry. Is that why you didn't resist, because we can't escape? Oh, no, Mr. Moline, you've got me all wrong. You see, I don't want much to do with my fellows. That's why I live out in the woods there. I prefer being on my own. I've had a bucketful of their company. 7 centuries of it, to be precise. So you'll help us? He gathered himself up and threw a glance over his shoulder at the second hovercraft. I won't hinder you, he announced magnanimously. Thank you very much. Not that it will do you much good, mind. How's that? There's not going to be many places you can run to, I'm afraid. Quite a few of us have sailed away already. Fucking hell, Kelly gasped. Sean Wallace frowned in disapproval. To be sure, that's no word for a lady to be going and using. Kelly made sure he was in perfect focus. Are you telling me that what's happening on Lalonde is going to happen on the other planets as well? Indeed I am. There's a lot of very anguished souls back there in the beyond. They're all in dire need of a clean, handsome body, every one of them, something very much like the one you've got there. This is occupied to the hilt. His eyes flashed with black amusement. So was this one, Miss Kelly. And all these worlds the possessed have gone to, are you going to try and imprison them in wormholes? That's a funny old word you're using there, wormholes, like muddy tunnels in the ground with casts on top to show the fishermen where they are. It means chinks in space, gaps you can fall through. Does it now? Well, then, I suppose that's what I mean, yes. I like that, a gap in the air which leads you through to the other side of the rainbow. Surreal. The word seemed to be caught on some repeater program in Kelly's neural mnemonics, flipping up in hologram violet over the image of a mad, dead Irishman sitting in front of her, grinning in delight at her discomfort. Worlds snatched out of their orbits by armies of the dead. Surreal, surreal, surreal. Fenton rose growling to his feet, fangs bared, hackle sticking up like spikes. Sean Wallace gave the hound an alarmed look, and Kelly's retinas caught the minutest white static flames twinkle over his fingertips. But Fenton swung his head round to the prow and barked. Dalal's Gauss rifle was already coming round. He saw the huge creature crouched down in the long grass at the side of the water, 35 meters ahead of the hovercraft. The Lalonde generalist didactic memory called it a crocline, a plains-dwelling carnivore which even the sace ran from. He wasn't surprised. The beast must have been nearly 4 meters long, weighing an easy half-ton. Its hide was a sandy yellow, well suited to the grass, making visual identification hard. infrared was, thankfully, a furnace flame.